Hi, Nyana. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Great. Well, I'm so happy I get to chat with you today. I'm loving your new tune.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. First off, what's the story behind Pretty Good to Be Here?
Yeah, so I actually wrote this song originally about a trip I took to Cuba with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a total upbeat, feel-good song. And through this whole process of, you know, getting with the label, having a producer, I ended up rewriting the song about 3 times. And then I got the final version, which is what you hear, which is a total country love song type thing. And it's basically just inspired by my life right now and everything I've been going through.
So I'm guessing everything's good.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going pretty good right now.
So you had something incredible happen to you. Tell us about the Ontario-wide One Artist competition that you won.
Yeah, so the competition One Artist, it was about a year ago now.
Yeah.
I went into it kind of no expectations. You know, I was hoping for the best, but it was all ages. So, you know, I was really just going in there to have fun, try my best.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up winning. So it was super exciting. I walked away with around $50,000 worth of prizes, including this record deal with Young Wild and Free Records.
Sweet. Now, you say $50,000 in prizes. What kind of prizes?
Yeah, so one of them was a full photo shoot with Son Sis. He's from Ottawa. He's a super good photographer. I won a complete makeover with my hair and everything. I have a graphic designer, someone to design my website. Basically, everything you'd need to kind of break into the industry, that was included in the prize.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
Yeah, it was really awesome. I never got so lucky in my life.
Now, what was your favorite part of it? The photo shoot, the makeover? Was there one thing that you really, really liked?
Yeah, honestly, signing with the label, that's always been a big dream of mine.
Yeah.
So it would have to be that, just getting the chance, because I have a bunch of songs, like I've been songwriting my whole life, so getting the chance to actually have someone like so invested, wanting to record your song, wanting to put it out and promote it, get it to radio, that was definitely the best part. But yeah, I also, the photo shoot was pretty cool. I was a bit of a rookie in there, but I think I got better as time went by.
Now, with everything going on, how have you been dealing with the pandemic and what challenges have you faced being a fairly new artist, having everything shut down?
Yeah, so originally my big single release was supposed to be on May 1st.
Yeah.
And I was actually going on a Woman in Country tour across Canada with a couple other artists. And that all got pushed back and honestly barely even got to begin because everything kind of started back in March.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty challenging. It was a bit of a letdown, you know, to see everything I was so excited for and just kind of got happening to me and just be put on hold. But I've been writing a bunch. I've had so much more free time to really focus on, you know, what I do best. And yeah, I'm excited. You know, hopefully soon enough things will get a little lighter and we can just get right back into it.
Awesome. Now, what I have in studio, and I usually do this in person when I have people come in, it's I have about 300 questions in a bucket that I'm going to pick out, and it's just questions that we're going to get to know you a little bit better. So I'm going to dig into the bucket here, and normally, like I said, if you were in studio, I'd get you to pick out of the bucket and kind of ask yourself the question. But the first question I have for you to get to know you a little bit better, what is the most annoying question that people ask you?
Oh my goodness, that is a good one. honestly, I would have to say when they ask me, who is this one about? For all my songs. Because, you know, if I wanted them to know, maybe I just would have thrown a name in there. I like to keep that a little secretive.
Exactly, right? There's some romance to the mystery of it all.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get another question here. Dig down deep. And what bends your mind every time you think about it?
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, I would have to say, just thinking about this whole COVID situation and how just about a year ago, I was getting ready to go to a bunch of music festivals, you know, trying to go meet all my favorite artists. And now it's like, not sure if that's going to happen, you know, and even the next year. And we all thought this was going to go away in like a month.
So true. So true. Yeah. All right.
I think that bends everyone's mind.
All right. We'll grab one more question here. And hopefully we'll get you in studio sometimes that you can actually do this. All right.
Yeah, I hope so.
What do you like most about your family?
Oh, my family is honestly hilarious. I think I lucked out with one of the funniest families ever. My dad is just stand-up comedian on his own. yeah, that's one thing. They're super funny and, you know, like most families, super supportive. And yeah, I have the best family. I really lucked out.
Awesome. What do you have in the works coming up?
Yeah, so I mentioned a bit earlier, I've been writing a bunch of songs. Mm-hmm. So very soon I'll be getting into the studio and just getting, you know, a couple of them down. I'm hoping to release an EP at some point in 2020, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so very soon, before the end of 2020, I'll definitely be getting, you know, at least one or two more songs out there. And, you know, I'll just continue writing. I have a live stream on December 12th coming up. You can find that on, like, my social medias and stuff. But, yeah, so just, you know, taking it a day at a time, hoping to get as much as I can then.
And where can fans get your music?
So it's available on all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. You can just look up Nyana, Pretty Good to Be Here. And yeah, for my social media, if you know you want to find any links or whatever to get there quicker, it's Nyana's Music on everything. But then Instagram is Nyana.Kathleen.
Nyana, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Love the new tune. And when more music comes out, please get in touch. We'd love to have another chat with you.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much. This is awesome.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.